Blog Talk Radio.
This the place to come where we all can address the issue. Debating different topics, bring friends and family with you. You can say what you want, speak whatever you feel. When Lizzy May is paying the building,
it's what?
It's real.
Talk Radio.
What's going on, people? Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. I'm your host, T-Real.
I'm your co-host, Missy May.
let me ask you a question, Missy May. Why is that every time when we come off the intro, you're laughing? Are you still laughing at yourself?
No, I'm laughing about something else.
Okay. That's kind of a... You don't think that's kind
you
of awkward, like,
know.
To start off a show
you
like that?
You already know. Don't try to fake it.
No, it's like, every time we first come on, it's like, regardless of what it's about, you're always laughing when we first come on. Like, for whatever
you
reason, you just,
time.
Like, be in geek mode when we first come on. And look, right, so we about to air, and... My cell phone is, like, super loud, so, like, it's causing the echo because, like, I got my cell phone on the bed, but for some reason it's, like, so loud, like, it's throwing me off because it's, like, an echo. I can hear it from the phone I have in my hand now and my cell phone, so I had to hurry up and take my cell phone to the other side of the room and come back. Then I almost tripped over my computer cord and fell, and the intro was about to finish playing, and I'm on the floor trying to get myself up. You know, I almost fell. I didn't fall, but I almost fell. If I would have fell, I would not have probably got to the intro. I wouldn't have came in on time. You probably would have heard a delay because, you know, I had to get back and fry in the computer. So, I don't know, man. The day was just one of those long days. Had a lot going on, you know. I really scrambled and rushed and tried to hurry up to get to the show on time. I really didn't want to postpone it because that's like, you know, I feel like that's like a bad habit to develop, to always be like postponing shows because you know, you get people that really look forward to your show, so, you know, you want to take pride in like having it on time. You know what I mean, Lizzy May?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I was like, not today, man. I'm going to get on here on time at 9 o'clock, god dang it. I don't care what I got to do. And hard work paid off. Made it happen, barely, but... Made it happen. But tonight we have a interesting / controversial discussion. Twerk addiction. Izzy Nay. What you think? How you feel about it? I mean, it's 2014 and girls are still twerking. Not only are they still twerking, it's like super popular, like It's as popular as ever. Like, now people's, like, mothers. You're seeing, like, 50-year-olds with twerk videos. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just see all types of videos being posted. And now it's, like, it's to the point that it got, like, even more, like, ratchet. Like, you know, of course they're doing the upside-down twerking, but not everybody can do that. And, you know, most big girls can't do that. So the big girls see the skinny girls doing the upside down twerking, so now they just want to start like being naked and twerking with thongs on and twerking with nothing on. So like, I guess they compete, and you know, like the plus size girls are like, you know, y'all not gonna just leave. Oh, y'all want to be slick and do handstands? All right, well, your booty don't shake like this. So it's just kind of funny to me because like, you know, it got popular like years ago. I can't say which year exactly. I want to say like around 2007, 2008, it started like kind of popping. By 2009, it was definitely popping. So it been popular for some years, but I wasn't, you know, things, trends come and go, and I was expecting by 2014 that like twerking would be old news, but apparently that's not the case. So it's like, I don't know, Nizzy Nay, what you think? How you feel about it?
Well, all I see is twerking on my freaking Facebook. That's all I see ever is twerking. I don't understand, and really, honestly, to tell you the truth, I don't even know how it started. Like, I really don't. Before you even told me, I didn't even know there was, like, a twerk team. Like, I didn't know that. Like, I had no clue there was an actual twerk team. Like, they started it all. Like, and ever since then, it's been, like, the whole in the world. I believe, like, the whole things started getting worse is what, like, when Miley Cyrus, like, when she went on them VMAs and did her little twerking thing, and she promoted it. Like, she has, like, these little twerk shirts, and you see it everywhere now. Yeah. Like, she wears shirts that say twerk on it.
Oh, I didn't even know about that, but then again, I'm not someone who keeps up with Miley Cyrus, so.
Yeah, she does. And she's promoting it like crazy, so it's going to keep going on, especially with her doing the VMAs and doing that. You know, of course, now all the white girls are going to, you know, think they Miley Cyrus. And too. Of course. I don't know. I don't understand it. I guess, you know, females just do that to get, you know, to get attention, basically. They want a guy to look at them, but some should not. Some should just not twerk at all. Like, it's not working.
You said it's not for everybody, huh?
Yeah, it's not. It's not for everybody. I've seen some terrible videos, like terrible, too much twerking all over your body. It's like, I can't take it. It's too much. And literally, it's all over, like, my wall. Like, people are, like, sharing videos and all that. Like, the one that I seen just recently was a girl, she was, like, she actually had, like, a stripper pole. And this is on the website that it's called Vine, where it just shows, it's like Instagram, but instead of just sharing pictures, you share videos, just videos. And she was up on there doing that. And I'm telling you, she had to be, like, no older than probably 16, 17.
Well,
shorts on and a bra and some stilettos on.
Oh, man.
No lie. And sitting there and twerking to Sierra's Body Parts, that song. So what did she even know about that song?
I mean, well, you gotta think about it. People are having sex right now, and nowadays, at ages like 12, 13, so, you know, they know about twerking and all that stuff when they're teenagers, because they starting off having, like, they're being sexually active in middle school, like, having sex and all that stuff, so doesn't surprise me that, you know.
Right.
A young girl with, you know, young girls are having twerk videos and, you know, all types of little crazy stuff. Like, did you see that video? I think it was a YouTube. No, I think I seen it on somebody's Facebook where, like, the girl's mother came in there and put her on blast and had the camera on her. And it was, like, she's 16. And you know, I think when she caught it, I think the girl was, like, in her underwear, like, or something. And she was like, does this feel good? You like that? Like, it was funny. Like, it was funny. In a way, I kind of, like, felt a little bad for the girl because, like, she was really getting put on blast and mother's, like, cussing her out and stuff. But she was trying to teach her a lesson, and I thought that she really did teach her a lesson. And she was like, who was that guy you was talking to? I think she even said the guy's name. And the girl was like, well, no, she was, like, she was blaming it on her friend. But, I don't know if it was that she made a twerk video, but I know what she was saying. No, she was talking about sex or something. It was something. It's been a while since I've seen it. I gotta find out which one of my Facebook friends had that on there. It was crazy. I was tripping. I did feel a little bad for her, but it was kind of funny at the same time. But like, I'm about to really put her on blast. This girl looked like, I forgot how old, what, 14? But she was 14. She definitely wasn't older than 15.
Wow.
Yeah, man. I mean, these youngins, like, they just, you know, they get treated like they're adults, so they act like adults. Like for instance, like this whole twerking thing, like, I think I want to blame a good percentage of that on the parents. Like, I know it's not all parents' fault. You can't monitor your kids 24/7. And a lot of, you know, girls hit that stage of puberty and they start wanting attention and all that stuff. But I can say the females, the parents that I've seen that have raised their kids properly, respectful, to have dignity, you know, self-respect, pride, and all that good stuff, I don't see much ratchet behavior from them at all. And let's face it, twerking is the epitome of ratchetness. Like, it don't get no more ratchet than twerking. Like, I mean, it's just like, I mean, don't get me, and I don't know, like, some people look at it different ways, like, because, like, you can look at twerking as an actual exercise, because it is a good workout, because you're working all of that, you're working your core, your hips. It can be a good workout, but if you're doing it in a house by yourself and not recording it and posting it online, I wouldn't consider it ratchet. You feel me? Like, would you wouldn't consider that ratchet, right? Because it's to yourself, right?
And you're
like,
posting
you can
it online?
Use that to really work out.
And you're posting it online, though?
No, if you're not posting it online, you're doing let's say somebody just, like, they do it for a good workout. And they might record it so they can watch themselves, but they don't post it. As long as you don't post it for everybody else to see, it ain't nothing wrong with it. You know, it's when you start telling everybody, look at me and my little underwear twerking and shaking and dropping it like it's hot. That's when it becomes, like, ratchet.
Because they want attention. That's all that is. And they see all these other females out here, or like celebrities and all that doing it, so they do it too to get attention. Like, literally, that's how they get video girls too. They post their little pictures, their little videos twerking on YouTube, and that's how they get casted. That's exactly how they get casted. Like, then they in them rapper videos, twerking. Why are you
what
keep
is
laughing
it like
when I say that?
I don't know. It's just funny. Like what? Why? Like, you a female, Nizzy Nay. How many twerk videos you got out right now?
I ain't got no damn twerking videos.
You know you got twerk videos, Nizzy. You ain't got a lot of people. You probably ain't post them online, but you got some twerk videos.
No, I don't have, maybe for my man. I'm different. He can have all the twerk videos he wants. But we ain't linking them out. That's not happening. Now, how would you feel if your girl, you know, she did a little twerk video, you know what I mean, for you. But then she was like, oh, I'm just going to go ahead and share this. You know, hey, guys, this is my little twerk video. I did this for my man. And she, like, posted it on Facebook and Instagram and all that. How would you feel?
I'm not having it. I ain't having it, like. That's a major issue. Like, that's not even, like, something light. Like, that's major. I would look at that as disrespectful. Now, like, any female that knows me personally would know that I would not be with something like that. I would be mad if my cousin had a twerk video out. So imagine my girl. Like, come on. Ain't no way. Like, I'm not having it, not with it, not condoning it. Like, it's not happening. And even if it do happen, there's going to be some major, major issues. Like, it's just disrespectful to me. Now, if you got the type of guy, you should know your man. If you got some guys want men to look at their woman and crave them and want them. It's like a turn on for them. I'm not one of those dudes. I'm not into controversy. I'm not into like showboating or none of that. Like, I just like to chill, kind of be easy, and just, you know, just kind of be under the radar, and just, you know, I just like to chill and relax. Like, I don't be with all that. You know, I'm definitely not the type of guy that would be cool with my woman trying to draw that type of attention on herself. Because, as we know, women are going to get attention anyway. Guys are going to try to holler and crave women regardless if they are acting ratchet anyway. They could just be cool, calm, collective to themselves, and you still won't get attention. When your woman is out by herself, men are still going to try to holler, you know. It's going to happen. So when you do stuff like make twerk videos and stuff, now that's like giving an opening invitation. Because a guy is not going to, you know, even if a guy knows you got to, like, know that that's your woman. But he see that she's making twerk videos and she's just kind of just putting herself out there, taking pictures with her bra on and stuff like that. He's going to think, like, well, she probably a dummy. So, if that ain't your man, what reason does he have to not try his arm? Like, what does somebody that doesn't know you, what do they owe you? You know what I mean? So, it's like, it's an opening invitation for that much more attention. So, I don't understand, like, the females that have a man and still do stuff like that, because you already turning down men and turning down, no, I got a boyfriend, no, I got a dude, and then now you got a twerk video out, now it's three times as bad, now random people hitting your inbox, you know what I mean? You drawing that extra attention on yourself anyway.
And then the chicks get mad because all these dudes are hitting the inbox and leaving crazy comments, but look what you just posted up. I mean, this is what you asked for, though. You asked for that. Why would you put something up like that? Are you a dummy? Like seriously, you don't think you're not going to get some kind of crazy comment from men? Because you have some crazy, nasty, hoochie-coochie video up of yourself, a little itty-bitty clothes, thinking that you ain't going to get no type of comments, crazy comments. And, like, you'll get crazy comments regardless, honestly, but having them kind of videos up, men are already perverted as it is. It don't matter if you just pick up, you know, just of your face. They're going to say something disgusting anyway. Freaking pervert. I get that all the time.
Well, all men are
perverts. And I don't even have no twerk videos. I still get pervert. So just imagine how them other females, you know, what the men say to them females that have them videos up. Hey, honey, why don't you come on over to my place? And do that on my D, you know, something like that.
I don't know, man. Like, it's just like that show we did, Women Crave Attention, which is still to this day one of our most listened to shows. It's like number three or number. It's like what? I think it's number. It might be number two. No, it's number three. I think it's number three.
Fantasies might be number one, and the women, why do women crave attention, might be actually number two.
No, it's number three. That's number three. But it got a lot of, way more reviews than we expected, but I think a lot of people are kind of wondering that, like, why is it, like, you know, like, what is it about a woman that, you know, like, it's just attention is a big thing. A reputation is a big thing, you know, and attention is a big thing. So a female doesn't want to be labeled a freak or a hoe, but then they have on all their social medias, they make sure they have pictures of them in swimsuits, thongs, lingerie, bras, doing splits, doing handstands, twerk videos, but they don't want to be labeled a freak or a hoe, and then they do a status like, these guys so disrespectful, get a life, why are you in my inbox, And they just be saying all types of stuff. I mean, you know what? You feel them in a sense because guys can be definitely over the top with it. But why are you inviting that type of, like, you know, like, why are you inviting that type of attention? Like, why is it, you know, like, why are, like, why, what do people love about these, like, reality shows and stuff, like Love and Hip Hop and all that stuff? All that ratchet behavior, fighting, beef, and that's the part that everybody, people don't really talk about, like, when they chilling. They mainly talk about, like, the ratchetness. So what is it about, like, that type of, what is it about? Well, I don't know. You're a female, isn't it? Break it down. Explain it to the people. Explain it to the guys. Let us know something. Like, why, you know?
Why?
Why are y'all into ratchet behavior? Like, why?
I mean, men do, too. It's not just, like, females.
But we're not talking about men right now. We're talking about the women.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Yeah, really. We're talking about the women. Because y'all the ones making these twerk videos and y'all the ones.
Hey.
It's getting so bad
hey.
Now, it's going
to
go from twerk videos.
I try to reach out to females. Like, I honestly try to reach out to them and be like, why would you post, you know, stuff like that up on your social network? Now, don't be crying when men are hitting your inboxes and saying crazy mess to you because you asking for it. You asking. This is what you want. Like, I literally deleted some females because of their raunchy pictures. Like, I don't want to see that. Like, seriously. And then you want to cry all the time. And then you wonder why, on top of that, you ain't got no man. And nobody ain't trying to wife you up. Well, it could be the reason why you looking like a hoochie on your social network. The first impression means everything. And if you all up on the social network showing everything, they ain't going to want to wipe you up. He don't want no chick like that. It's okay to be. And some women, they don't know how to be sexy without being, like, raunchy or ratchet. They don't know how to. They think, you know, being half naked, doing twerk videos is how you can show men that you can be sexy. But that's not the way to go. Sometimes, believe it or not, men think, you know, sweatpants and a white beater is sexy to them. I don't heard many say that. Like, they think that's the sexiest thing ever.
I like a woman that's somehow grown and sexy.
Huh?
Like, I like a woman that's somehow grown and sexy that doesn't have to reveal too much. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. It looked good when you see, like, big butts. As a guy, it looked good when you see stuff like that. Like, oh, she got a big butt. That's nice. But mentally, it's like a mental disconnect. Because, like, as a guy, you when you see that type of behavior, when you see a woman presenting herself in a sluttish type of matter, you know, it kind of makes you, it just like, it just turns you off mentally. You just, like, it's like, you're just like, oh, look at that little hoe. You know, like, that's just automatically how you think as a guy. Like, that's just automatically how you'll think. Like, the way you perceive that person when you first see him, that's going to justify a lot of times as a guy how you approach it or how you view it. You know what I mean? So, for instance, if I see a woman with some really, really short, ridiculously short shorts on, let's say it's summertime.
You gonna look at her butt.
And stilettos and her butt hanging out and her thighs and breasts, everything is just out like boom, boom, boom. I mean, to the point that, like, if you was, like, with your child, you would put your hand over your child's eyes because it's, like, too revealing. Like, you see that as a guy, you're just like, I mean, you're like, you probably like, like, it looked good and all that, but at the same time, you just like, you know, like, it just, it ain't that grown and sexy type of deal. It's like, man, what I would do to that? Like, automatically, the only thing you're thinking about is what you would do to it, how you would do it, like, just like a piece of meat. But if she's, like, grown and sexy and covered nice and got on her little business suit or whatever she wears, like her little work uniform, whatever, she's covered properly. I mean, she got a big booty. She can't, that's going to show. But still, like, she's covered properly and she ain't looking like to, like, just pressed about attention. You can tell by the way she dressed. She just on her grown and sexy and classy. I mean, it's like, oh, look at that woman right there. Not look at that fat butt, you know. Oh, look at that little chicken head or something like that. Like, it's like, look at that woman right there. Look at that grown woman on her grown and sexy. You know what I mean? So, do females realize that? I don't know. I know some females realize it. You can tell in how they carry themselves. But the ones that, like...
I think females know it. They know what they're doing. They know what they're looking like before they go out the house. They know exactly that they are wanting attention. They want that. Some females, they just crave for it. And they want it. So they're going to do whatever they got to do to get it. That's just how it is. Females are like, they just want so much attention. Especially if they're single, they're going to want even more. And then if they're in a relationship, they just want to see if they still got it.
I can believe that.
I mean, I do it every now and again. I may not come out with no hoochie-coochie shorts on, but, you know, or nothing, like, really showing. But just a little thing, you know, just to see if I still got it, you know. You be all up in a relationship, all booed up and everything, and you want to know if you still got it. And once you get that first compliment, then you good. You're like, okay, I got it. I still got it now. Now I'm good. Moving along.
I would expect a female to feel like that when she's, like, older, like 50. Let me see if I still got it. When you're young, why wouldn't you have it? Like, you know you're going to get attention if you dress revealing. Like, you know if you thick or you got a butt or you got this or that. You know what I mean? That's how I feel about it. Like, these females with these twerk videos, is this... Did you see the twerk video with the, is this heavy set female, this plus size woman, this black woman? It's like all online. Like, you can check any social media and, like, you'll see people posting it. And she's just, the dog was watching. The name of the video is, like, something about the dog watching a girl twerk.
Ew!
Yeah, she was twerking all, the dog was right there, and the dog was, like, laying on the couch. And the dog, like, lifted his head up, and her butt was all in the dog's face. And she was just twerking away. I mean, she was, like, you know, like, she looked like she was pushing three. I think she was definitely pushing three. I would say she was probably nothing short of 270. Nothing short of it, you know. And, I mean, but she was just going off. And, you know, usually people make fun of, like, a heavyset woman doing a video like that. But it was actually getting, like, props. Like, people was like, she did her thing. I was like, oh, all right, so I guess, you know, the big girls are, like, coming in or something, you know. I guess it's wintertime, so, you know, I don't know, but it's like, she was just going off, y'all. I was just right in front, just all on top of the dog, all on the couch. And it's just like, I don't know, man. These twerk videos are just, they still as popular as ever. Like, I didn't even know what about twerking until I seen them twerk team chicks. Like, I ain't even going front. Like, all them girls that's doing twerk videos need to be shouting them twerk team girls out. Because I ain't seen nobody doing it until they was doing it. And these little chicks was like, they wasn't even 18 yet when they started. They like in their 20s now. They wasn't even 18 yet. You know what I mean? They was like, you know, all this, like, you know, you go just go and look, and all of a sudden they're starting to get, like, tens of thousands of views, hundreds of thousands, and then millions. So now, like, you know, you might see one of their videos with 6 million views, like, you know what I mean? So, and once they started doing it, and it started really popping, right? Then you started hearing rappers saying, shake it like the Turk team, something, something, Turk team, Turkey, Turkey. Now, I'm not saying they're the ones that create. I don't know where it originally came from. I want to say I'm pretty sure I heard the terminology, and I probably knew what it was before they did it, but I really, really ain't really understand the movement until they did it. So, I mean, you gotta give them their props. Like, they took a movement and got the whole, I don't care what nobody said. I'm pretty sure people will object to that and say, no, they wasn't or whatever. But as far as I'm concerned, they was the ones that got it popping, because I ain't see people really doing it until they was doing it. To the point that, like, other girls was coming out with, like, Turk Team YouTube names. Like, you know, they was calling themselves the Turk Team and all of that stuff. So them chicks took something and ran with it and made a household name off of it. And now I'm pretty sure you got to pay these chicks to even come to your party. You know what I mean? So they getting money. You know, shout out to them. You know what I mean? They took a movement and really ran with it. And they getting money off that. It's crazy. And now everybody's doing Turk. It's like, they doing that thing, but then you look at it another way, like, well, is that really giving the right impression to the younger generation? That'd be my concern, the little 12, 13-year-old girls that want to do twerk videos. You know what I mean? That's my only thing, like, just the youngins, like.
Oh, my goodness, I've seen this one video on Facebook, and this girl had to been, like, 5 years old. I mean, she was young, but I'll say
I'm killing my daughter. Like, she can't be mad.
I mean, she was dancing like a grown woman. And everybody was sitting there cheering her on. And I'm like, really?
Shame on everybody that was cheering her on, especially any men. Especially any men, but shame on anybody that was cheering her on. And see, that's the problem nowadays. Like, it's the parents. Like, it was this other Twerk video, Nizzy Nay. And the, anybody listening to this, please look it up. Google it, YouTube it. It was on somebody's Facebook, so I'm pretty sure it's on YouTube. It's either on YouTube or Worldstar, probably both. But I don't know the name of the video, but just type in, girl twerking, son says butt stinks. Just type that in. You'll find it. Because the chick was twerking, and the son was like, ew, you stink. He's like, you stink. He said it like 5 times. And you looked at the comments, right? And it was like 8,000 comments. This was the other day. It's probably like 10,000 now. And people are just like, I ain't see not one positive comment. Not one. It was all the comments were negative, and a lot of them was from guys. And, you know, usually guys see a girl twerking with a big butt and stuff, like they're going to big it up. But there was a lot of criticism. That's because she was doing it in front of that little boy. This little boy was like, what, 5, 6? I don't think he was no older than 6. I mean, he just saying it like, your butt stink. Then he walked up to her, like, near the end, and she was doing her little handstands and all types of little stuff. And then just alone, what she had on, them little, I guess she a stripper. She just made a home video or something, because the way she danced, she really does move like a stripper. So I'm assuming she a stripper, or she just, if she's not a stripper, then she might be trying out or something. Maybe that's her promo video, but the chick was just doing all types of little twerk. Well, she was just twerking, but she was doing the upside down, all of that, in front of the son. He was so young. He actually walked. First you heard him, you ain't seen him, but then he walked up in front of her and said something, and she, like, kind of pushed him out the way and kept doing her little thing. I mean, really shaking it, dropping it, handstands, all of that. What she had on alone to me was definitely inappropriate to have on the front of a little boy, let alone your son. But then on top of that, you twerking. You know what I mean?
Right.
There was another girl talking too. It was somebody else talking. I think it was a girl, and saying like, "Mom, something, something, something." Like, she was doing it in front of her kids. and she posted it online. Like, that video, she could have chosen not post it, and none of us would have even known. So even though it was still trife, at least nobody would, the internet wouldn't know. You know what I mean? But that's how much, that's how much these females are craving attention. You know what I mean? And that was just crazy, because I just couldn't believe, like, I was just outraged because of the fact that, not because she made a twerk video, who cares, everybody making twerk videos, but the fact that that little boy, you know what I mean, seeing your mother doing that type of stuff, so this is how females are supposed to behave, so this is what I should look for in the female. Come on, man. People got to think about, like, the future gender, like, the mothers, how can you be a mother and be into that type of stuff and actually post videos like that? Like, that's crazy.
I mean, she's a female and she wants attention, so, you know, that's what they do. It don't matter if they have kids or not. They don't care. All they're worried about is getting type of attention from men. And so they do it. It don't matter. Obviously, she didn't care. She was doing it right in front of her kids. Like it was nothing.
Yo,
that.
The little boy said it like 5 times. She just kept saying it like, you stink. But I think he was, you know what, I think he was really saying that. You know, everybody was cracking on it because of that in the comments. But I think he was saying that because, like, you have your butt, like, facing me. So I think it's like an automatic, like, why is your butt facing us? Like, why? Like, I think automatically in his mind, a butt in front of you, you stink. That's his way of saying, like, ew, why you got your butt in my face? And then he said something, it was something like, it was one point in the video where he's like, this is wrong or something. And everybody, you could tell that touched everybody because everybody was talking about that part. Like, it takes a little boy to say you're wrong. And, like, it was crazy because, like, people couldn't believe that this little boy was, like, more mature than a mother. Like, him saying this isn't right. The little boy saying that about his mother, making a turkey video. I don't know how old this chick was, but I'm assuming she's probably in her 20s. Definitely old enough to, like, you know, behave like a woman, like a lady. So that's just a prime example of, like, this whole twerk movement, man.
It is. It definitely is. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. And it started from, what, at 14? And they were young, as you said?
I think them little chicks was like, probably, I don't know how old they was. I'm going to say between the ages of 16 and 18. That was like years ago. But now, you know, I mean, they still do that thing. And, you know, they really popular, you know. But this whole twerk thing now, it's just everybody does it. Like you said, the whole Miley Cyrus thing. I didn't even know. When I heard Miley Cyrus had a twerk video, I really ain't know who Miley Cyrus was like that, but now, of course, now you can't help but know who she is. But, you know, no disrespect or insult to Miley Cyrus, but, you know, when you see her twerk, by her not, she don't really have a butt. So, like, when she twerks, it's just like, I don't know, it's like, it's awkward watching a person twerk that doesn't have a butt, because when you don't have no butt, it just look kind of funny, because it's about, like, you know, having a butt is a big part of twerking. When you don't have a butt, I don't care if you're a big girl. A big girl is better suited to twerk with a really big butt versus a skinny girl with no butt. And not taking anything away from Miley Cyrus, I'm pretty sure she's one of the most wanted, crave females on the planet right now. But we're not going to sit here and make out Miley Cyrus got this big ghetto booty. You know what I'm saying? So it just don't really... For me, it just don't really look right when I see her twerking. She probably should do her regular little, you know, her dance for, like, you know, like just some regular type stuff, like regular choreography or something. Like, her twerking just doesn't, I don't know. How you think she look right twerking, isn't there?
I mean, I didn't even know that she did have a twerk video out. And then, of course, you know, you see it all over everywhere. And I looked at it on YouTube, and I was like, I mean, she can dance, obviously, but it wasn't working for her. It wasn't working.
You gotta have a butt to twerk. I'm sorry. You can't twerk without a butt.
You
do. You're gonna look
that,
crazy.
That's the whole purpose, though. That's the whole
like,
purpose of it. That's the whole purpose. And females with big butts. That is just twerking. That's all you see is a butt moving. That's the whole purpose of it. And I don't know what. Now maybe she was trying to get crunked or something.
I bet you Sierra. I don't know if she's done it, but I bet you Sierra could make like a really good twerk video, because like she actually knows how to dance and she has the body to be able to pull it off.
Right.
So
probably. I mean, you never know. I wouldn't be shocked if Sierra would do something like that. I actually have, like, a song called Twerkin' or Twerk.
Yeah, right, you know.
But you know how Sierra do. She is crazy with her dancing.
But you know what?
And
you know what would be even crazier?
She can do it classy. Like, she
can
really.
She can, because she knows she can really dance, but she got the body to do it. She got every aspect. She got the hips. She got the legs. She got the butt. Like, she got everything to be able to pull it off. But.
Right.
What about Beyonce doing a twerk video? Beyonce is like America's sweetheart. To see Beyonce do an actual twerk video would be like, that would definitely, you know, you're looking at 20 million hits, easy, if Beyonce
yeah.
do one.
and the one video that I seen her in her one of her newest ones, I was really shocked by Beyonce anyways, because as much as she's changed, so... most likely she would do something like that because, you know, she's a dancer too. Like, that's one thing you could say about Beyonce is she performs. Like,
she's definitely
a
performer.
She's
a great singer. She's a great performer. She's probably a better performer than a singer, actually.
I know. She's one of them. I know. But Sierra is different because Sierra, she got the voice and the dance moves.
Yeah, but
Sierra got good songs
and stuff. But I think Sierra is more of a performer than a singer. I'm not saying she can't sing. She can sing. She makes good music. But I wouldn't say she's like one of the best. And I'm not knocking her or, you know, hating on her or nothing like that. I actually like Sierra. But... I think she's definitely more of a performer than a singer. And that's fine because, you know, everybody's going to have their areas that they shine brightest, you know. Sierra is a great A performer, but a great B singer.
Yeah. Because most of the time in, you know, her songs, you really don't hear her really sing, like you never really heard Sierra sing. Like really sing like that one really good song where she really, like really, really showing her vocals and all that. You never really hear any song like that from Sierra. You always hear some upbeat song that you can dance to, and she's performing more than anything. So that's true. But that would be one of the two that would, I could say that would have some good twerking videos.
Yeah, I seen one where this dance instructor did was doing a twerking, but I ain't gonna lie, hers was like a lot more classier. Like, hers wasn't like ratchet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the popular twerk videos, like, for instance, the twerk team, right? Like their video, a lot of their videos are ratchet. I mean, they ain't never naked or nothing like that. So I'm not here to bash them or necessarily bash twerking in general. I'm more so bashing the parents that do, like, you know, do that in front of their kids and stuff like that. But, like, a lot of their videos, they got on, like you know, stuff where you can, like, see their butt, like, their cheeks and stuff is out and, you know.
You've been watching a lot of them, haven't you?
I mean, no, I'm saying. I mean, I'm a guy. I've seen, I mean, over the years, I'm a YouTube, Facebook person and all that stuff.
You had to refresh your memory.
All that stuff.
Thank
any
you,
stuff that's
you.
Popular, you know what I mean?
You had to refresh your memory. for the show. You had to check him out one last time.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, like, what up, Nizzy Day? I don't know, man. Like, hey, dance, do your thing, do whatever it is you do. But I'm just thinking about the young girls be like having a, you know what I mean? I'm thinking about the young generation, and a big part of this is on the parents. Like, it really is. Like, what are these parents doing while their kids? See, one of the problems is these parents treating these kids like they grown, 6, 7 years old with laptops, iPhones, tablets. I mean, they just fully living an adult's lifestyle, but the only thing is they live with their parents. They spend more time by themselves and online than they do with their parents. Like, what do today's parents think? Like, just because you pay the bills and keep the lights on, that you're being a good parent? Like, you need to be monitoring your kids. Like, your internet should have passwords. Like, they shouldn't be able to even. My children, any child under 10 wouldn't even have a chance of being on YouTube. You were too young. My child would probably have to be like 13, like going to high school pretty much before they can, like, just freely browse the net however they choose. And even then, you still got to kind of watch it, you know, because, you know, them starting to get into those teenage years and start looking, especially little males, and start looking up porn and stuff, you know. So, I mean, you got to, like, monitor your kids. Just because you paid the bills and changed their diapers and stuff like that does not mean, like, okay, these kids are still growing. Diaper days are going to be over soon. Parenthood does not stop. Like, your 5-year-old should not be having a Turk video on YouTube with you and your drunk friends in the background talking about, hey, you know what I mean? It just shouldn't happen. It just should not happen. It's freaking ridiculous.
If you mentioned any type of word like twerking, we would not have no clue what you were talking about. Like, you were outside most of the time. Like, I mean, football, basketball, riding bikes.
Freeze tag, remember that? I ain't seen a kid play tag or freeze tag or nothing in years. Since I was probably, like, close to my teenage years or something. Like, I ain't seen it. I don't even see kids ride bikes that much no more. Back in the day, not like in the 90s and the early 2000s. Like, I don't see, like, you know, like, I could go outside, like, on a Saturday afternoon, 65 degrees outside. If I see some kids out there, if they're not plotting to do something troublesome, they probably on their cell phone, their tablet, their iPhone, or whatever, you know, watching some video they had no business watching that they're too young to watch, but their parents aren't monitoring them, so they do what they want. Like, my child, the only type of cell phone my child would have is for, like, emergency purposes. It wouldn't be no unlimited net. They wouldn't even have the net on their phone. Not if they're under 13. You're going to have the net. You're not going to have no unlimited plan. You're going to have a minute phone that's going to be used for emergencies. And if you use it up, because, you know, they got the phones where you can actually, like, make it where they can only call certain numbers. And I think I would do that for my children. Like, you can only call these selected numbers. You know,
your,
like,
children ain't going to like you.
I don't care. I'm not here to be your friend. I'm here to be your parent and make sure you ain't off the chain. Make sure you ain't off the Richter scale. Make sure I'm not trying to figure out what we're going to do with my 14-year-old daughter pregnant and trying to see, well, I don't really believe in abortions, but she's too young. I'm not trying to have to face that decision. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to bail my 14-year-old son out of jail neither. Like, they need to follow the guidelines. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not here to be your friend. I'm here to be your parent. And I think a lot of parents, like, get away from that. You know they get away from it. No 5, 6, 7-year-olds have no type of videos, like, dancing online. Like, I wouldn't even put my child online at all. I don't care how, like cute, adorable it is. People thinking, oh, I can get a million hits and get paid. Like, man, that's your child, man. It's going to be pervs. Like, you got your daughter on there dancing, twerking, especially twerking. It's going to be guys, pervs on there jacking off to their kids and stuff. Like, people, no, it's just real. People need to hear this. Real, that's real rap, man. People need to taste the truth. Yeah, I hope people are listening saying ill, because you need to realize what's happening. You need to realize all of y'all females with the pictures on Facebook with you and your daughter both bending over, your four-year-old daughter bending over, and y'all at the beach bending over. Yes, there are men jacking off watching you and your daughter. They're probably paying your daughter more attention than you. You need to, like, you know what I mean? Like, these parents need to get it together. Like, seriously, man. These fathers need to step their game up, you know. They're a big part of it, too. You know what I mean? Like, a female, like, you know, a female that has an active father in her life uses that. You know what I mean? As far as, like, how she wants to be perceived as a woman, treated. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, these guys got to step their game up and be in their children's lives. Most guys I know, see, the problem with most guys, not that they don't, most of the guys, the problem is they're not involved at all. They're not involved or not involved enough. The females, y'all letting y'all children be too grown. You're treating them like adults, and that's why they off the hook. That's why they running around 13 pregnant. And guys, your daughters is running around 13 pregnant because you ain't even involved. You're not even active.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's just called it how it is, man. Like, people just gotta, these parents gotta step their game up. You know what I mean? If the oldest 18-year-old chick is twerking, well, let her twerk her life away if she want. Like, let her, you know, twerk her future down to the strip club and become a stripper or something. That's probably what she likely going to be anyway. You know what I mean? But no kids, like, should have no, I don't care. My 16-year-old, I wish my 16-year-old daughter would have a twerk video on YouTube and I find out. I wish you would. I'm not having it. No way. But you, how would you handle that situation, isn't that? Your 16-year-old daughter has a twerk video and she's posting it on YouTube.
Oh, whoop her ass. I would take the phone away and everything else until you learn how to appreciate the phone for, you know, the reasons that it's really meant for. It's not meant to be posting freaky videos on YouTube. And then on top of that, once you get her phone back, you can put privacy on your phone. Like, there's ways around it to where you can monitor where what your child is doing on the phone, what is she looking at, and all, or him, or whatever. You can do all that, and you can allow them to where they can't go on certain sites, you know, and all that. They can't download certain things. You can do all that. All that. I'll be monitoring everything, putting the little locator on there, making sure I know that they're going to be at the same, the places they're supposed to be at. Don't play with me. I'll come knock on doors. I don't play that. And most females are like that because they don't really have their fathers in their life. Most of the time, that's what it is, and they're craving for men attention. Any type of father figure, men, whatever, they need that attention from a man.
A man's attention. I would agree with that. I think that plays a role. I mean, and don't get me wrong. I know some parents out there try their best, do everything they can, try to monitor their kids without treating them like slaves, and do as good a job as you can ask for. And for some reason, their child just don't get that picture and want to be off the chain anyway. And I tilt my hat for the effort. You know, like, what more can you do? You know, it's not like you can control your kid with a remote control. Like, they're going to still have to make their own decisions, especially as they're getting older. But
right.
The problem is most of the females that most of the parents that give a good effort, they're not the ones whose kids are doing it. Not all, some are, but a very low percentage as opposed to the ones that just, like, what about the females, Nizzy Nay, that like, be smoking, like, that you smoke cigarettes, you so, like, yeah, like, yeah, let's put that out there. Nizzy Nay, for those who don't know, Nizzy Nay is a chain smoker.
I'm not a chain smoker.
Nizzy Nay had my whole house smelling like cigarettes. Nizzy Nay is a chain smoker. What about the kids, the parents who smoke with their kids, like their 13-year-old children, 13-year-old son, 14-year-old daughter, smoking cigarettes with them, smoking weed with them, drinking with them? What about that stuff? Like, that right, see, stuff like behavior like that is the reason why, you know, you got to look at Turk video. Turk videos becomes, I mean, that's like some rated G stuff compared to when they come home pregnant. But that's what Turk videos can lead to. Because you're going to have grown men looking at your kids. You're going to have grown, you have a 19-year-old looking at your 13-year-old daughter, 21-year-old looking at your 14-year-old daughter. Like, you know, then you sitting there smoking with them and drinking with them, they think they're an adult, they're going to go out and do adult things. Some of these kids are 14, 15 with no curfew. You got to be kidding me. How you still in grade school and don't got a curfew?
I didn't have no curfew, though, at that age.
Well, it's just lucky for your parents that you didn't turn out that way.
No, because I knew I would get my ass beat. I ain't dumb. Someone would have killed me. But I think that she knew that I was, you know, I was a good kid, though. I was, you know, I stayed out of trouble. I went to school and all that. I stayed out of trouble, though. She was lenient, but at the same time, like, when them lights came on, you did have to go home. It was time for you to go home. But she would be screaming out her name. Once them lights come on outside in the street, you better be on that porch. At least be on the porch. She was not playing about that. But that was in elementary school. Middle school, you know, she eased up.
That seems to be like an addiction. We call this show Twerk Addiction. Like, there seems to be, like, an actual addiction. This is just, like, when it's kind of like smoking weed. Like, this has become, like, such a, to the point that, like, regular people, like, people, girls that can't even dance, don't even have no type of hip action. Like, everybody's doing it, you know. Now, you got the gay dudes posting twerk videos. Like, everybody doing it, you know what I mean? Like, everybody just, it's just like a fad. Like, it's just what's in, like, you know what I mean? So, anything could be an addiction, but this twerk thing has become an addiction for a lot of people. Like, the guys are addicted to watching it, and the females are addicted to posting it to get the action, to get the reactions, to get the feedback. How many people can like, you know, because, you know, if you are a female, you do a twerk video, if you have even a decent body and some, if you got some hips and a butt and you got some decent movement, then you're going to get a lot of, you're going to guarantee probably, if you got like over 1,000 Facebook friends, for instance, you guaranteed to probably get at least a couple hundred likes. You know what I mean? So, like, it's like a competition. Like, who can have the most likes? Who can have the most views? I think females are very competitive. Like, females are very competitive. You know, that's the reason why a lot of girls like to try to spit. Like, you know, you might have a girl and she got a man and her girl is single, and they've been girls for years, maybe 10, 15 years, but her girl underneath her nose try to, you know, kind of throw it at her man. Like, females are so competitive. Like, a female just wants to be the more sexier one, the more desired one. Let's talk about that. Like, what is it about females and their urge to be desired and more wanted, more crave than others, like wanting to be the queen bee? Let's talk about that, Nizzy Nay. What is it about being a female that makes females behave that way and feel that way?
I don't know. I think that females are just really, all of them are just like built like that. We're built like that. We gotta be competitive. You know, females are serious regardless. So especially if you see like one of your exes with some, you know, with some chick, you know, you're gonna be competitive with her. Like, oh, I could get him back. Let me throw this to him, do this and do that. I can get him. I can still get him. You know, something like that. I think females just always have that in them. I never really truly understood it, but it has been like that. Like I've had a friend for years. I mean, years, and she was always like the real petite, little tiny looking thing. You know, all the men wanted. And then when she had a baby and gained weight, she didn't really get that attention no more. And then when I started to lose the weight, you know, and I was getting right, and she wasn't there anymore, she kind of got jealous because she noticed, like, you know, them men ain't hollering at me no more. They hollering at my homegirl. We're like, what's up with that? Like, she really stopped chilling with me and everything. Like, she really felt some type of way. I really wasn't even paying attention. Like, honestly, I didn't even, like, really notice anything. And then she would see the guys that I would, you know, be talking to and chilling with, and she'd be like, why is he with you? And I'm like, I didn't know a guy like him would be with somebody like you. I'll never forget that when she said that. Never forget. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with me? You know, I'm thinking like, what the hell? Like, she was really jealous because she was used to being that center of attention and getting all that attention from men. And then once, you know, everything flipped, it was just like, whoa, she started getting jealous. That's how females are. That's exactly how females are. I don't know why. And she had a man and everything, but she still didn't care. She wanted that attention. Like, females like attention, and they'll get competitive over that because they crave for attention. And if they see another chick that's getting more attention than them, oh, they're going to go crazy over it. That's why you see, like, females, like, getting butt implants and breast implants and all that, because they want to look like somebody else. They want to get that attention. They want that. They want to be competitive with somebody else all the freaking time. You see it in celebrities, too.
Is Nicki Minaj's butt fake, millionaire?
Yeah, that's fake.
Well, every female I ask that think that. Guys are kind of like half and half. Some think it is, some think it ain't. But, like, every female think Nicki Minaj's butt is fake.
So what I noticed, like, because at first I didn't even think that way. Then I was looking up Nicki Minaj and everything, because Nicki Minaj looks like, before she became famous, she looked totally different. Like, her butt was not that big.
But she wasn't a bad-looking chick, though, even before she got famous.
Like,
she
looked before.
Yeah, I think she looked better before, too, because now she looked too, like, she looked like a doll baby, like, too much, like, you know, just too much, all that makeup and all that other stuff. And she's a naturally, like, decent-looking female that doesn't need makeup or anything.
She is naturally pretty. And if she would have kept it that way, females would have respected her more. If she would have kept it simple.
I don't know, though. I don't know if she would be as popular as she is. You know why? Because there's just something about that that Barbie-like figure that females tend to cling to. Like, there was a lot of dope MCs, like, you had your Foxy Browns and your Lil' Kims. And Lil' Kim was definitely definitely arguably the best female rapper in her generation, but she didn't see Nicki Minaj type numbers. She didn't have Nicki Minaj type popularity. You know what I mean? She had popularity and success, but not Nicki Minaj
because,
like.
Because Lil Kim's rapping was totally different than Nicki Minaj. Lil Kim, she was more like hood with it.
And she had like the fake, you know, like the implants and all. She didn't start off like that. But then as time progressed, she started just getting all these surgeries and stuff. You know, but she still kept it raw, kept it a buck. She was G with hers, you know.
And
wasn't the right behavior. She had the whole doll baby image thing, but then her mentality, you know what I mean? Just wasn't that. She didn't sell that Barbie doll image, even though she was like, you know, I don't know. A lot of people said she got facelifts and stuff, which I wouldn't argue because you see a Lil Kim picture from years ago and then see 1 year later, she looked like she was totally. It's worse than the whole Nicki Minaj comparison. I don't care what nobody say. You can still tell that's Nicki Minaj. You couldn't even tell who Lil Kim was after a few, makeovers.
And if you look her up now, you wouldn't even believe it. You wouldn't even believe that was Lil Kim. You can definitely tell that she had a lot of work done to her face. A lot. Her face used to be real slim, and now it's, really round. She just made her face really, really round. Because, of course,
I can't. That's one of my favorite female rappers of all time. I can't bear to see her. I'm not looking at her. I'm not doing it. I refuse. I'm going to remember Lil Kim for how I remember her in her prime. I can't watch that. I can't watch. Lil Kim was a good-looking chick. She didn't have to do that stuff. The way she looked regular was cool. She ain't had to do none of that. I still, to this day, don't understand why she did it. Biggie brought her up, and Biggie's my man. So I was like, man, you was with, arguably the greatest rapper of all time. And, you know, she just didn't need to do that. But, I mean, when it comes to females, in hip-hop, they have to, it's you got to take that, you know. There's a lot of dope female, Foxy Brown was crazy dope. Remy was crazy dope, you know, before she got locked up. And they was dope, and they, make good music, but they wouldn't sell a lot of records. You know, I know Foxy had a good amount of success, but, I mean, compared to what the male rappers was doing was, nothing. You know what I mean? Because it's you got to do that as a female rapper. You gotta do what Nicki Minaj did. It's in one way, you know, Nicki Minaj gets a lot of criticism, right? But then in another way, you gotta say she is smart because she did what she needed to do to be as popular as she is now. The problem with it is that so many young girls want to be Nicki Minaj.
I know.
But she's not giving off an image that's suitable for children.
Right.
I don't even like my little cousins. My little cousins like Nicki Minaj, and that bothers. They're not even my kids, and that bothers me. Why are y'all saying Nicki Minaj lyrics? You don't need to be like Nicki Minaj. Now, Nicki Minaj in person might be totally different. I don't know Nicki Minaj in real life, so I'm not trying to bash her. She might be a cool person in real life. You know what I mean? But that image that she sells to these little girls is not cool. You know what would be cool? If she would tell, do some, post a video, I just want to say, if you're, I do what I do, I'm an adult, I can make my own decisions, I do what I do, this is for adult, this is adult entertainment, this is not for children. But then, I'm sure her label wouldn't be pleased, because, I'm sure they get a lot of their money from the 17 and under crowd. I'm sure she makes a lot of money off of them. But, just to see that, now, I don't follow Nicki Minaj, I can't say she hasn't done that, but I haven't heard anything about it. But just to, reach out to the younger generation, let them know, don't be a doll baby. You don't have to put on makeup or get surgery or none of that stuff to be pretty. Just be yourself. Because a lot of kids look to celebrities and artists and stuff, especially the ones that didn't have that love and attention and affection from home. Where they going to turn to? They're going to turn to television. they're going, you know, they're going to turn to the stars and the celebs. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it would be nice to see, and not just Nicki, but, like, other, you know, female stars that's, you know, the Miley Cyruses of the world and stuff, like, to, like, reach out to the young female generation and let them know, like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't need to do any of this stuff to be accepted, to be pretty, to be successful, any of that stuff.
I know, but in today's society, people, they just look at, you know, the TV and celebrities all the time. That's all they can really look up to. You know, because half the time, you know, a lot of kids, their parents are not around. So who else do they have to look up to? They have, you know, Beyonce, Nicki Minaj, and all them to look up to. Because where are children at? They're looking at TV, on the phone, music videos, and all that. And they want to dress like them, look like them. And that's probably what happened to Nicki Minaj. Like, she wanted to be different, but she wanted to stand out at the same time. She wanted to make money. And she probably most likely looked up to Lil' Kim, most likely. I mean, there ain't that many rappers out here now, especially female rappers. And she
remember that pose that she did with the lollipop? She did a little Kim pose. I thought that was like paying homage. It's either she was stealing it or paying homage. It was one. I took it as paying homage, but they started beefing. I think it was beefing probably after that. I doubt she did that little Kim pose before they was beefing. I mean, after they was beefing. That wouldn't have made sense. You know, like, I don't know what she did. You seen it, Lizzy Nay? Like, she had the little lollipop. You know how little Kim, that... The most popular Lil' Kim pose when she got her legs kind of open on that CD cover. I forgot which CD it was.
Yeah, I remember. Yes.
And you know, Nicki Minaj got a similar pose.
Yeah.
And everybody was comparing, and surprisingly, I've seen more people say the Lil' Kim one was better because a lot of people were saying the original was better. A lot of people were like, well, Nicki Minaj butt bigger, but original was better. And this was before Lil' Kim was like the Barbie princess. You know what I mean? Like, this is kind of like when Lil' Kim was still, like, looked like a regular chick.
Well, Nicki Minaj wasn't out then, though.
Huh?
Well, Nicki Minaj wasn't out then, though. When Lil' Kim
But they was comparing Nicki Minaj one of now, pose of now, to the Lil' Kim one that she did back in the day.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I don't know. Who do you think, who would you give it to, Nizzy Nay?
I don't know. I didn't see Nicki Minaj's.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't see that. Everybody knows about that pool.
I don't even like it.
You could Google it right now and probably find it. The Lil' Kim, or you could put in Nicki Minaj Lil' Kim pose. And you definitely will find it.
I don't even know how to spell her name. Oh, God, I think I do. That's crazy. Hey, beefing over a freaking pose. Like, who does that? I was wondering where the beef really started.
Well, no, that started... That whole Lil' Kim said Nicki Minaj is saying, I don't know. Don't get me started. I don't know. Lil' Kim said Nicki Minaj saying sick stuff, and she was trying to ignore it, and after a while she just got tired of it. So she dissed her, and everybody was like, why would Lil' Kim diss Nicki Minaj? I don't know. I don't even get me started. That was like years ago. I doubt they still a rival or anything. Who knows? They probably... Maybe it was a publicity stunt. Who knows? I mean, at the end of the day, what is it about? Even when you were a celeb, what is it about? Attention. You know what I mean? So
right.
The more attention and controversy you have, the more money you can make.
Oh, Kim's was better, yo.
Yeah, I kind of felt like Lil' Kim was like, you know, because she just looked more like a natural female, you know. And Nicki Minaj had like,
she just looked like she
dolled up on hers.
Like Lil' Kim owned it. She was, you know, that's the queen bee right there. Now Nicki Minaj looked like she was kind of making fun of her. It really does. It was.
Like almost like a diss, like an insult, like she was throwing a shot at her.
Yeah.
And you know what? You gotta get somebody that follows Nicki Minaj and knows. You know what I mean? Because I don't know if you a guy and you know everything there is to know about Nicki Minaj, I might have to question your. Unless you just like one of those guys, like man, she just so fat, man. You're just infatuated with the fact that she got like a fat butt. Then you can probably get a pass for that. But it's like, you just know all her lyrics and you can relate to, you know what I mean? Like, no guy has a business, like, relating to females, you know what I mean? Like, I ain't trying to sound sexist, but, like, I mean, where it's like, you relate to her. Like, I feel her. I relate to her. You know what I mean? Like, how can how are you relating to a female? Like, you know what it's like to be a female. I would have to question some things. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
I think more gay guys relate to females, like, you know.
Oh my goodness. I'm just looking at pictures of Lil' Kim now.
What? I'm not doing it. No.
I'm going to show you it.
No. I don't. No. I'm not. No, man. I refuse.
I'm going to show you it, though. Because I can't believe it. Like, I cannot believe it. Lil' Kim looks so freaking different now. So different.
I'm not going to sit and act like Lil' Kim is totally innocent. Like, that, you know, that selling, like, making females, she had a lot of fans, too. So, and females seeing that, you face a lot of pressure as a celebrity because the things you do is like you can't. It's not just about you no more. You got to understand that you have a nation full of people. You have like younger generations that follow you. Like you are a trend. You yourself are a trend. If you're a popular celebrity, you are a trend. You are a trend. So whatever you do, people are going to want to do. You know what I mean? Like you know, like
yeah.
The rapper started wearing the tight pants, and you go and look, and you can see guys in your own hometown wearing tight pants. You know what I mean? Like, I see guys with their pants. Like, I don't even know how your pants are so tight that you can, like, see your veins popping out, but yet they're falling all the way down to your ankles. But they seem like, I seen the South guys doing it first, the Lil Wayne's and people like that. But no, don't get me wrong. Lil Wayne's ain't nearly as bad as some of these guys. Like, he be having, like, a little sag to his. Like, some of these guys,
Lil Wayne's got the skinny pants.
Huh?
Lil Wayne's got the skinny pants.
But when I see him, when I see his pants, like, they don't look over the top to me. But then again, I mean, I'm a Lil Wayne fan. Like, I like his music, but I don't, like, see, I'm not no person that be turning on BET and MTV and watching videos. Like, I hear the music more than I see them because I'm not pressed about, like, I'm not one of those people that's, like, really, like, I got to see, like, you know, I got to follow what's going on in hip-hop. Like, I'm always, like, I do my own thing. I love hip-hop. I, like, listen to the music, but I'm not one that got to turn on to BET, 106 and Park, MTV, MTV Jams, even though I used to love it when I had Comcast, but, like, so I don't be know, like, you know, I'm not always hip to what's going on in hip-hop and then what's popular right now. Like, I couldn't even tell you what brands right now are popping. Like, I don't know what brand is and what's played out. I don't know, because I just do my own thing. I don't care what you think played out. I'm aware of what I would like. You know what I mean? I'm going to dress the way I want to dress. I'm not going to go around looking like no idiot. Like, I'm not going to wear a brand that was popular in the 70s and it ain't been popular since. I'm not going to do that. But
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I do my own thing. You know what I mean? And, but, like, celebrities have, people follow what they do. But Miley Cyrus does a twerk video, and twerking was already popular as it was, but now you have everybody doing twerking. Like, this is what you were saying. Like, you see a lot more white girls doing twerk videos now. I seen mainly black girls. I'm not going to lie to you. I seen mainly black girls doing twerk videos. Miley Cyrus does it. Now I'm seeing Asian girls posting twerk. Everybody. Like, you know, you ain't got to have no butt, no hip movement, no knife, no nothing no more. Like, just do it. Hey, it's popular. Miley Cyrus did it. She ain't got no butt. Well, I got to have a butt. Hey, do it.
Right.
Shoot. You know what I mean? So that's how powerful it is being a celebrity. So in one way, it's like you kind of feel for them, like, well, Dad, like, you want to be able to have a life and do what you do. You want to be able to live the way you want to live, but you get what you ask for. Like, all right, you want to be rich and famous. If you want to be rich and famous, that's what comes along with it. You got to watch what you do. You got to say, man, if I do this, if you're a male celebrity, other little guys might think this is cool. If you're a female, if I do this, other young females might think this is the way to go. I'm grown. They're not. So at least you got to do something. If you're going to do what you do, you got to at least, like, post. It's nothing now. You ain't got to get no news conference. You can take a webcam in the comfort of your own home and say, listen, young generation, this is what it is. This is how I feel. Like, this is what I do because I'm an adult. And this is, you know, my lifestyle because whatever. But you don't need to do this. If you're too young, don't do this. It's not cool. No, it's not cool for children to do this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It just disgusts me. Like, I can't stress enough how much it disgusts me to see these females posted. Like, the most disgusting thing is seeing the females allowing their daughters and young girls to post, like, videos of them dancing, like, twerk videos and stuff, and also, like, pictures of their young daughters, like, at the beach. Like, I don't get it. Man, we might have another show about this. This ain't over. This ain't over by a long shot. I don't understand. We need a psychiatrist or something. We need, like, to find a psychiatrist and bring them on the show. Like, I don't get it. Like, what in your mind triggers to say, okay, it's pervs and stuff out there, but, you know, I don't know. That's just television or whatever. That's just how to catch a predator. That ain't nothing. Like, you know, it's cool for me to post this picture of my six-year-old daughter in her underwear. This is cool. This is cool to let my eight-year-old daughter do a twerk video. And we sit in the background smoking weed, drinking, and laughing. It's cool for me to do this twerk video in front of my son, and he's sitting there talking about my butt stink. Like, what? I don't understand. You got to tell me that you're a female. It just drives me crazy. Like, you have to tell me what is going on in these females' minds to think this is cool.
I don't know. I mean, as long as they're getting attention, that's all they care about. That's it. That's getting attention. And how many likes they can get on Instagram, Facebook. You wouldn't believe what females will do to get so many likes. Just on Instagram. The crazy pictures that they post up and stuff. Just to get as many likes as possible. If they will, like, post, like, twerking videos, they will Photoshop their bodies and all that. just to get more likes. It is true, though. Real talk. Like, they really do that. They really will do that. Just to get likes. Okay, then, after you get your likes, I mean, do you feel better about yourself?
I think a lot of females do. Because, you know, you never know what somebody went through, how they was brought up. You got a lot of people that's, like, been abused, not just by, like, you know, bullied and picked on, but, like, a lot of abuse comes from home. Like, you would be surprised how much, like, abuse comes from home. Stepfathers and fathers and uncles of the family and stuff like that be, like, abusing, like, you know, even little boys, too. Definitely these little girls. And they just, you know, a lot of people just grow up in rough situations. And then I think with a female, a lot of times, like you said, like they go to look, you know, they look for attention somewhere else. Like they're looking, you know, for attention from another guy. like some, you know what I mean? Like they look for that. Like if a female was, let's say, like kind of, how can I put this, inappropriately touching and stuff growing up, you know what I mean? She's going to be looking for, like, she thinks, like, okay, so this is how it is. Like, you know, like, I'm supposed to, like, be, like, I'm supposed to be like this. I'm supposed to be touched and I'm supposed to be treated like a little smut because this is how it is to be a female. You know what I mean? It's sad, but I think, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes the things people go through plays a big role in their behavior. You might, like, you know, you see a 16-year-old girl with a, we'll take it even lower, we'll say a 14-year-old girl with a twerk video. And, I mean, everybody's, you know, complaining about her and, you know, saying she's too grown, that don't make no sense, you know, all this stuff. But they probably don't even know what that 14-year-old girl went through growing up, how she was, you know, violated inappropriately and stuff. And her stuff all probably was like dance with me and all this stuff. You know, just little perv stuff. And now she thinks that this type of behavior is cool. You know what I mean?
Right.
Whereas though she's not even, in her mind, she's not like, I'm grown, I'm going to do what I want, but more like, this is the way that I know that I'm supposed to be because this is what I was taught. So, you know what I mean? Well, basically, my point is like, we, you know, we can sit here and talk about what's inappropriate and all that stuff. That's why I say my beef is more with the parents because people need to reach out to these young. Like, these kids can still be saved. All of them aren't unsavable. You can tell the ones that you can't save. You can sit and have a 10-minute conversation like, yeah, it's, I can't do nothing for this. Somebody's going to need some special type of, she need to get sent away or, like, something like that. It's beyond my hands. But us as the older people, older generations, we can, like, you know, put forth the effort. We can reach out. You know what I mean? You can give the effort. Like some of these young kids and teens and stuff can still be reached out to and be saved. A lot of them are looking for, like, to be saved. Like, a lot of them want to get out there in situations. You know what I mean? Like, if you ain't a person that got a whole bunch of kids, like it won't hurt you to, like, you see this kid around your way that looks up to you, always come up to you, talk to you, like, you know, have a conversation with him, talk to him. You never know what you might find out. You never know whose life you might can impact. You know what I mean? That girl that's about to do a twerk video a month from now, you know what I mean, it's already written in the book. She's going to do a twerk video 30 days from now. But maybe that could change if you have that conversation with her, reach out to her and talk to her. You know what I mean? You notice this girl's behavior has been a little off the hook, like, for her age. And it's like, I don't care, aunt, cousin, whatever, uncle, whatever, like, reach out. You know what I mean? Come here. Let me sit and have a talk to you. First of all, like, let them know, like, you care about them. Like, it's amazing. Like, some of these kids don't even know. Like, some of them, you wouldn't even think, right? But some of them haven't heard the words, I love you, since they was a freaking kid, like, years ago.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, some of these, all these kids ain't growing up in happy households. Once again, just because you pay the bills and keep the lights on and electricity on and the water running, you know what I mean, and buy them a new outfit here and there does not make you a good parent. I mean, yeah, you're providing, but that's not the only part of being a good parent. Quality time. Quality time. And you do need to monitor your kids. Don't treat them like slaves, but you need to monitor them. There's no reason why an 8-year-old girl should have a twerk video on YouTube. No. Who posted it? How did she get in? All right, she posted it. How did she get internet access to YouTube to do that?
Oh, but you'd be surprised. The parents,
I mean, no, I'm not
posted.
Saying it's impossible, but I'm just saying most of the time the parents don't even care. They're too busy, right? Like a lot of these females, they're too busy trying to go out to the club every weekend to even pay their kids attention.
Most of these guys are busy trying to
sex the next girl to pay their kids attention, and they don't even know what their kids are doing at home when they're not around.
But sometimes the parents be the ones, like, you know, recording them because they think it's funny.
I know.
Funny. Oh, look at my kid doing, you know, twerking. They think it's funny. I mean, I've seen that on there. That little 6-year-old sitting there, like, just, I mean, really getting down on the ground. I'm telling you. She was getting down on the ground, booty shaking. Doing
it. Man, I would kill my daughter. I would kill my wife or girlfriend would have to, like, get her off of me, like, get me off of her. Like, I would just tear her behind up. You want to twerk? Okay. You want to shake your behind, right? Yeah, your behind going to shake, all right. You know what I mean? For real. I bet you're going to do no more twerk videos.
I could not believe it. And this little girl was getting so many likes. I was like, are you serious? She's like 5 or 6, and, you know, she's shaking her butt up in the air. Like, how
hey,
she
I don't
even
get
learn
bashed.
How to, how she even learn how to dance like that?
Right. Like, where she learned it from is either TV or somebody that was around her. You ain't
right.
going to naturally know how to do that at that age. Well, I was saying, like, I don't want to get bashed, right? So, once again, like, if you are grown, I mean, do what you do. You know what I mean? Like, if you 18 or over and you want to make a twerk video, oh, well. You know what I mean? All my concern is with the kids. You know what I mean? That's my only thing. You know, my thing is with the kids. Like, you got to watch. And a lot of people got, like, little brothers and little sisters, and they got kids. And you just need to watch. You know what I mean? What you do. Like, if you're going to make a twerk video, make it for your man or something. Like, you know what I mean? But if you ain't got no kids or something and you want to throw it out there, then do what you do. You're grown. Do what you do. But I think it would be in your best interest to say, screw 1,000 views on YouTube. If you ain't got kids, I'm pretty sure you're going to have them soon. And some little boy is going to say, I seen your mother on YouTube twerking. No, you didn't. Yes, I did. No, you didn't. All right, look, watch this. That's my mother. Oh, my goodness. You know what I mean? Like, just sitting there with their mouth hung open, like, everybody laughing. Like, look at his mother, y'all. You know what I mean? You know how kids are, man.
Yeah.
Laughing. Everybody coming to school laughing. Because, you know, these little kids got, like, wireless devices and stuff anyway now, so.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't even lie. When I was a little kid, I probably would have done that. If we had those type of devices back then when we was young, I probably would have said, look, I see your mother was, I seen your mother twerking. I seen her on YouTube. I probably would have did that. I probably would have said, look, and then been laughing and showed everybody. I probably would have done that because, you know, that's how kids are, man. It's not cool, but that's how kids are. I'm not going to sit and act like I was a little angel. You know what I mean? That's what happened when you grew up in the hood, though. But anyway, like, that's, you know what I mean? Like, kids do that stuff. Like, you got to think about that type of stuff. You got to think about that type of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you got to think about all that stuff, man. Like, what you do, you got to think about the decisions you make, how they affect and impact other people's lives.
Right.
You know what I mean? This is asking for us to, like, do another show based on, like, you know, like, morals, being a good role model, like, parenting, that type of stuff. You know what I mean? Because we've been talking about that more than twerking. So, it's, you know what I mean? Like, that's... Yeah, we definitely need to do a show based on that. You know what I mean? And get some people's opinions. Maybe have a guest caller or two on or something like that, because this stuff has to be addressed. You know, like, I refuse, Nizzy Nay, to be a person that was on this planet for however long I am blessed and fortunate enough to be here, and to not have had, like, said nothing, to just let things happen and let these kids just kind of grow up however and just do whatever and not do my part to try to reach out and try to make a statement. And I feel like if I can impact one person's life, well, at least, you know what I mean? It was all worth it. I did something. I did something that impacted somebody else's life, a younger generation person, and maybe I helped change their life around.
Right.
That's just me, though. You know what I mean? So we got to definitely do a show like that. Ain't no doubt about that.
Yeah, most definitely. It's ridiculous nowadays. Really ridiculous. And it's the parents' fault, too. It really is. It really is the parents' fault. Because nowadays, you really don't see, like, when kids get home from school, their parents are home, or, you know, there, you know, parents are working, and they really don't make that time, that time and effort to make sure that these kids are understanding what you see on TV is not what you're supposed to be doing. They are grown. You don't follow in those, you know, in their footsteps. Because kids, but you gotta talk to kids at the right age. Because after a certain age, they won't listen to you. Like, you gotta catch them when they're younger, so they understand and they grow up thinking that way. Once they're like 15, 16, they ain't trying to hear what you're saying. They're not going to listen to that. They're going to go to school and they see what all their friends are looking at and doing, and they're going to do it too. Because they're at that age now. So as long as you get to them early on and sit down and talk to them about all of what's going on TV, on the internet, and all that, explain it to them, then you can probably prevent it. Not necessarily, I mean, some will do it anyways because they're stubborn and bad kids. But it will prevent a lot from doing it. That way I ain't got to look at my Facebook page and see little five-year-olds twerking. So that's
You know, I'm going to get deleted for something like that on my joint, like on my social medias.
That was ridiculous. I mean, don't get me wrong, the little girl, she was getting it, but it was just, she was too little for something so grown. You know what I mean? I mean, she was really good at it, too. Like, you could tell she has been watching somebody do it. You can tell. You can definitely tell. The men are standing around just cheering her on. My God, this is a five-year-old, and she's twerking. Are you some type of pervert? So that's how you look into me. And some type of pervert. And you cheering a five-year-old.
Yeah, if you're wearing it on, then yeah.
Yeah.
Even the females, like, females can be pervs, too. You know what I mean?
I know.
And that makes you look like a perv, too. Like, even to your own child. Like, I don't care. Like, if you're cheering that on, then yeah, you ain't no better than any of these other pervs that's on the internet actually looking for that type of stuff. And you're making it available. You're making it easy. It's easy
right.
for a perv to go to a Facebook page and, you know, find that type of stuff.
Right. You're right. It's ridiculous. It was really, really ridiculous. I wouldn't have minded so much if they were grown. You know what I mean? If you grown, you do what
you
do.
If you grown, do what you do. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, do what you do.
For a little child that don't even know what she's really doing, don't even really understand what she's doing, she's just following somebody else and got her up, especially to post it up on a social network. Like, that's crazy. For these grown men to sit there and look at her, like, that's nasty. That's just really nasty. And there are men out there that do look at little girls like that, too.
And little boys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you gotta watch parenting, because, like, I think I told this story on one of our shows from last year, when I seen a little, all right, I'm at the park with family and friends, and there's kids there, and there was this one little boy, and it was hula hooping. I'm having a deja vu moment, so I'm pretty sure I told this story before, but that probably was a lot of shows ago. The little girls was hula hooping, and then the little boy was hula hooping. And off top, I don't think I would let my son hula hoop. It's just too feminine. I'm sorry. My 7-year-old son is not going to be out there hula hooping with his sisters or cousins. I'm going to say, no, you will come in here and play the freaking Xbox, or you will come down here and lift these weights or something. You're not going to be out hula hooping.
Okay.
You're not going to be hula hooping. And he was like, look, y'all, he was hula hooping. He was laughing harder than the girls. And he was like doing it and doing like hula hooping longer than they were. And I'm just sitting here. I actually pulled him to the side, had a little talk with him. I was like, yo, little boys are hula hooping. You know that, right? I had to do it. I couldn't. I told Nizzy that I got to do it. I cannot leave this planet knowing that I did not do it. I got to do it. Like, I just couldn't. I couldn't bear to watch it. I had to have a little talk with him, man. And he stopped once I had a talk with him. And I was like, I don't even know this little kid. And I had a talk with him. He stopped. Now, picture if his father stepped up to the plate. But now, picture this, though, Nizzy Nay. Picture that, right, being somebody camcorded and put it on YouTube. Like, look at little Devin hula hooping, LOL. Imagine how many pervs are going to look at that. You know what I mean? Like, you feel me?
That's
so you got to, you know.
That's
yeah, man, you got to watch. You know what I mean? You got to watch, you got to monitor, you got to be there, father's got to be there, mother's got to be there, all of this to it, you know what I mean? And it's very crucial for a little boy to, like, have that guidance, too, because, I mean, the worst thing that could possibly happen is your freaking little son got a turk video on YouTube, and everybody think it's funny, like, it's comical, like, oh, the little boy turking, like, no. Man, this little boy gonna mess around and grow up and be gay, man. Like, stop it, man. Cut it out. It's not funny. Don't post that on YouTube. Why is that funny? Like, why are y'all posting this stuff of your kids doing this type of wild behavior? Like, no, man. You can't post that. Talk to your little son. Talk to your daughter, too. You know what I mean? Listen, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a club type of person? Are,
no.
you a club, are you a female that likes to go to the club?
I can honestly say I haven't been to a club in years. Years. Like, it got boring and tiring for me, and it was, like, too much drama and all that. And then I would get drunk and I would get crazy. So I had to stop.
Oh, for real? So you're the type of female that would be in the middle of the club making your own little twerk video in the club, huh?
I was twerking.
So you was twerking.
Yep. I was twerking. The older I got, the more that changed. Like, the older I got, it's just I wasn't feeling it no more. I just didn't like it. It was like, I'm wasting a whole bunch of money going to the club, drinking, blacking out, not remembering nothing that I did. And then one night I may end up somewhere I don't even know where I'm at. It's very scary. It's not a good situation at all.
All because you got drunk and started twerking in the club and some guy was peeping you out. See what twerking can lead to?
Yeah,
that guy would have probably never been, you don't mind. He seen you in the middle of the club twerking and now you mess around in somebody's trunk now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's true. That's real talk, though. You never know.
Or waking up in some strange guy's bed. And he's like, oh, yeah, well, look, if you get pregnant, I got money for an abortion, all right? Like, what? What?
Yeah.
If I get pregnant, huh? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So you know what that means. Ski, 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 ski. You know what I mean? So, hey, man.
You never know these days. You never know. Like, you honestly don't. And that's dangerous. All because females are up there twerking in clothes. It's just better now. I ain't me no more. I'm too old. I'm getting too old for it.
Well, why are these, like, 40, 50-year-old women still, like, I don't know. I'm not gonna try to figure it out, man. This is not something you can just figure out. Like, you gotta, like, I don't know. Females are complex. Y'all's behavior, man, is like, I don't be understanding. It's like, y'all behavior be crazy to me. Like, not all of y'all, you know what I mean? But just some of the things that y'all do, though, like, I don't know. I'm not gonna go there. I don't want to go too far away and then mess around, and I'm gonna leave it alone. I'm getting too tired to even go there. Because if you're talking about trying to dissect and break down the mind of a female, you're talking about giving yourself a lot of stress and thinking so hard and coming up with zero results. It's like trying to search a file that doesn't exist on your computer, and you just keep typing it in over and over again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just keep typing the same name of the file, and it's not on your computer. Why are you going to keep trying on it? It's like, just give it up. You know what I mean? It's always interesting to try to get into, like, wonder about the mind of a female, try to get into it, but, you know, I guess if you're not a female, you're just not going to understand. Just like, if you're not a guy, you're not going to understand our behavior. But I think that our behavior is a lot more like, I think it's more, like, kind of simple, more like, ours is like algebra. Our behavior is like algebra, and a woman's behavior is like trigonometry or something. Like, it's just a whole
new... Point and simple, men just don't care. Like, men don't care, and females do. That's just the end of story.
No, that's a whole other show right there. That's a whole other show.
It really
But, I mean, to tell the truth, though, you can honestly say, as a female, right, that your woman's behavior is more complex than men. You can honestly say that, right? Like, we can keep it real, right?
Yeah.
Since we on It's Real Talk Radio, we're going to keep it real and call it how we see it. I give you props for being able to admit that. But I'm not going to lie. A lot of females do admit it. Very few say, no, that ain't true. Like, a lot of females will admit it. But the part that gets me is, like, a lot of females don't understand themselves. You ask them, like, why did you do this? Why? And they're like, I don't know. And it's like, how can you not know? Like, how? How? If you ask me a question, right, like, why, I'm going to give you an answer. You're going to have an answer. I did this because, like, if you're a female, right, and you made a Turk video, and you put it on YouTube, and... Let's say, all right, so you made a Turk video. But, all right, I'm going to give you a better example. Okay, so let's just hypothetically say, all right, so I got a girl, and she makes a Turk video, and she puts it on YouTube. And so I'm like, well, why did you do that? And she's like, well, I don't know, really. I just did it. I don't know. It's like, why? What you mean you don't know? You have to tell me why. I mean, I don't know. It's not really a real reason. I just did it. It's not really a reason. How can that not be a reason? These are the type of arguments that, like, men and women get into all the time. And a lot of times we give dumb answers when we're caught cheating. And why was the girl's underwear in the house? It's like, I don't know where it came from. I don't know. Because you don't know what to say because you're caught with your hand in the cookie jar. But a female will give, an answer like that in a general type of conversation, like, why did you do this? And it's like, I don't know. Like, why did you post a Turk video? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? How could you not know? I just did it. What do you mean you just did it? It has to be what were you thinking? Were you trying to get attention from guys? No. So why did you do it? I don't know. You know what? You know what I mean? And that's the type of stuff that guys go through and get frustrated. And it's like, that's why you see a lot of guys saying, like, females are stupid. And I don't think females are stupid, but... Like a lot of beasts and stuff come about like that because of stuff like that. Like, I'd be really wondering, like, why, like, I've had so many conversations with females, and I'm like, why don't you know? Why don't you know why you did that? Like, I don't understand. Why did you post this picture of you in your bra and panties for all of Facebook to see, and now they got it on the website, and everybody's commenting on it, and you're calling me crying and upset, like, you never believe this. They put my picture on the website, and everybody's commenting and saying mean things. Why'd you do it? I don't really know. Here we go again. There has to be a reason why. Why? Like, if we're going to dissect this, let's start from why did you do it? Why are you craving this attention? You know what I mean? So,
right.
I don't know, man. Sometimes I be feeling like I be having to, like, sometimes I feel like a therapist. I be having to try to, like, getting, like, you know what I mean? Try to really break things down, and I had to try to help people understand themselves because they don't understand themselves. I hope that don't sound arrogant, but I'm just cool based on experience because I'm an open, welcoming type of person that you can have a conversation with, and a lot of times I sit there and try to help people understand themselves. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the type of person that would try to help this female understand why she did a twerk video. Okay, like, why did you do it? I'm the type of person that would do that. I'm not the type of guy that's going to be like, oh, yeah, girl, your butt big. Yeah, I seen you dropping that thing. Yeah, girl, what's up with you? I ain't that type of guy. I'm going to try to help, you know what I mean? Unless that's what you wanted to do, but if, like, you're getting criticized about it or something, I'm the type of guy that would be like, well, let's get to the root of the problem. I guess I'm just a people's person, isn't it? I don't know.
I don't know.
Matter of fact, Izzy Nae, why did you make those trick videos that you got in your archives?
I didn't make no.
You already snitched. We all know about the club thing. We know you got trick videos, Izzy Nae. Cut it out.
No,
I'm just
I don't
glad
have
you ain't posting more on YouTube.
Because
I can't have my co-host being looked at in that type of way. Like, I can't have my co-host being some ratchet ghetto chick that's doing twerk videos. Like, that's not a good co-host. I need a co-host that's going to be respected, you know, not like some little dummy that I got from around the way that I put on my show. Because nobody will take the show serious, you know what I mean? So please don't post those twerk videos.
Now they got
me
trying to lick me up.
Please don't post those twerk videos, Izzy Nae. Just don't post those twerk videos, all right? Oh, man. I know I must be getting tired. I got to be getting tired because the things I'm saying right now is like, why? Like,
right.
That's how I know. Whenever we have late shows, I had a very long day. And nothing is going to top that storm show we had when I took the conversation and went so far left. Like, you would have thought I was in another dimension. Like, I was just so tired, though. It was crazy.
Yeah, you was.
Listen, you was like, what the hell was you talking about? I was like, I don't know,
about,
man.
Crackheads and
we should really do a show about crackheads. We should do that. But we're not going to call it crackheads. That's going to seem like,
no,
that's going to seem offensive
tired.
And stuff.
It's
we're not going to call it crackheads,
though.
We're going to call it like a drug addiction or something.
It's time for you to do
I mean, keep it a buck, though. I'm saying, right, crackheads is probably not the nice way of saying it, but I mean, if you are crack, just like, all right, for instance, if you're a pedophile. No, listen, let me make a point. Let me make a point before we close out. If you're a pedophile, nobody's going to say, oh, wow, that's not a nice thing to say. You shouldn't call a person a pedophile. Or you shouldn't call a person a pervert because they're a pedophile. Call a spade, you know what I mean? Like, that's what they are, you know what I mean? So, I mean, like, I don't know. If crack, if you smoke crack, you are a crackhead. But I understand it's not the best way you can announce it. I guess it's just like being gay versus homo, but homo is short for homosexual, and homosexual is the right terminology. So, I don't know. Sometimes I just be thinking too much. I think I outthink myself. But I be having some relevant things. Like, if you listen to what I'm saying, it makes sense. It's just that I think a lot. You know what I mean? So we can start from one conversation. I might be talking about some other stuff. But I just be thinking. I don't know. My brain is just constantly going. Especially when I'm tired like how I am now. So I think it's that time. So.
Yep. You talking about crackheads and all that? It's time. You cut off now. You cut off.
Yeah, well, it is that time anyway. I can't even believe it's been 2 hours, but it is that time now. So, whew, man, what a day! But you know, I just want to say, hey, man, like, you know, once again, if you know. Hey, man, monitor your kids and stuff. No kids should have no twerk videos. Hey, y'all adults is doing y'all twerk videos. Don't hate me for this. If y'all want to do twerk videos, by all means. You know what I mean? Y'all, whatever. Do what you do. But just, my only concern is the kids. I'm not going to lie. Some of y'all girls be doing y'all thing. You know what I mean? Some of y'all, it's not 100% totally ratchet. Sometimes the things you wear make you look ratchet. You can do a nice twerk if you really know what you're doing. And, like, you know what I mean? You ain't got to be half naked and stuff. And you exercise and you're getting your ab workout on, trying to keep that stomach flat for the summer. That's fine. I'm not against twerking. I'm against kids, the younger people doing it, or you twerking in front of your kids, stuff like that. So I just want to make sure that's known. I make that be known. You know what I mean? But on that note, it's time to wrap it up. So as always, first of all, isn't that, do you have anything you wanted to say in the closing statements?
That was
kind of inconsiderate of me a little bit to not ask you that.
I was just positively saying, like, just don't be having 5 and 6 and 8 year old kids out there twerking. You know, if you grown and sexy, you can, you know, go and do your thing. There's nothing to it, you know, whatever, but not the kids. Little kids should not be out there twerking.
Amen on that, Nizzy Nay. On that note, it's time to wrap it up. Once again, this is It's Real Talk Radio. Stay tuned, y'all. We got a lot of stuff coming. We got a lot of new shows. We got new hosts, a lot of stuff going down. So make sure you check out It's Real Talk Radio every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Every day is a new show, different host, different segment. It's going down real big. Man, It's Real Talk Radio. We taking over Blog Talk Radio, y'all. If you like talk radio, you need to be on It's Real Talk Radio. That's where you need to be. You know what I mean? That is the movement right there. That's where it's at. So make sure you check out It's Real Talk Radio every day, Monday through Friday. Once again, I'm your host, Tay Real.
I'm your co-host, Nizzy Nay.
Oh, you was actually on point that time. And that is our show for the night, Twerk Addiction. Stay tuned for our next show next Monday. But also stay tuned for all our other shows, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Shout out to all our hosts. Shout out to the movement. Shout out to Jay Styles. It is what it is. It's Real Talk Radio. T Real and Nizzy Nate. We are out of here. Good night.
You've been listening to It's Real Talk Radio with T Real and Nizzy Nate. Facebook us at It's Real Talk Radio. Tweet us at It's Real Radio MP. Or you can just shoot us a